Listen, we all know that ferns be tripping and bugs be bugging. We also know you love plants and you love to get the tea served with some planty shade. So, honey, you need to check out the Plant Kiki podcast. The Plant Kiki is a fun, safe space for grown and sexy plant parents to listen and kiki along with their favorite soil cousins who are dishing the dirt on their favorite foliage, a little pop culture, botanical trends, plants they wish they had, and plants they wish they never had. The Plant Kiki podcast is presented by Black in the Garden. And you guys, it'll be available to you October 10th. To learn more about the Plant Kiki podcast, follow them on Instagram and Twitter at The Plant Kiki. This podcast is also sponsored by Black People with Plants. If you support everything Black the way I do, then you'll love Black People with Plants. The melanin drips over everything green in this space. Black People with Plants is bold and unapologetic. To learn more about this movement, follow them on Instagram at Black People with Plants. That's Black People W dot Plants. The Black Plant Chick podcast is sponsored by Light and Love Plant Company. Light and Love offers high quality houseplants direct to your door. Their plants are sustainably sourced and packaged with care. You guys, they're my favorite. I'm not going to even lie to you. To learn more about Light and Love houseplants, follow them on Instagram at lightandlove_plantco or go to their website at shoplightandlove.com. And don't forget to tell them Jade sent you. Welcome to the Black Plant Chick podcast. I am your Black Plant Mama Jade, and this is a bonus episode. You guys, I'm really excited about this one, and I know I say that all the time because I am excited about every episode I do and every guest that I have on my episodes. But this one is really special because I feel like this woman is a powerhouse, and so I was very surprised to even be on her radar. And so I'm really excited to not just talk about, of course, who she is, but her as a plant parent, something very different, I'm sure, from what she's used to talking about. But before I introduce my guest and bring her in, I just want to do a quick sort of church announcement, plant church announcement, whatever we're going to call it. I am still in the process of raising funds for my plant pop-up shop business. Hopefully when this comes out, I will be halfway to my goal, but currently I have raised $300 and that is still big to me because you guys continue to support me and show up. So I'm really excited. The information on how you can donate will be in these show notes, will be in the show notes of this episode, or you can find it on my Instagram page. Whatever you can give means a lot to me. I'm really excited to show up in this plant community more than I already have. Now I'm going to be slanging plants on the streets of Atlanta. So I'm so excited to sort of heal even more people through plants because I know how plants have healed me. But enough of that. Let's get on with the show. You guys, my guest today is, and please correct me if I say your last name wrong, but I've been practicing it, but it is Morgan Dubon. Did I say it right?
Dubon.
Okay. And
Dubon. Yeah.
Okay. So Morgan is the founder, you guys, of this mega empire, Blavity, which is a media company that was created by us and is for us. And if you do not know what that means that it was created by a Black person for Black people. And so this sister, y'all, is just incredible in everything that she does in the world of media. But today she is here to talk to us about plants. We're not even going to get into all the other technical talk. We are here to talk about plants, being a new plant parent, struggles that we've experienced, all of that great stuff. Morgan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So how are you this evening or this afternoon?
I am feeling good. I'm in my new home. I just moved to Nashville as my kind of home base. And so I've got no furniture, but I do have my plants. And that's what's important.
Yes, that is. Plants make a big difference in everything, even within an empty space. You put some green in there and it will definitely liven up the space a lot. So your plant journey is fairly new. How new is being a plant parent to you?
So I grew up with my mom always having like an incredible garden in the back. I'm from Missouri and from St. Louis. And so we had different seasons. So she would grow like fruit and veggies and make gazpacho and fresh food and basil and pestos and incredible, incredible food. And then she always had beautiful flowers. And when I went to college and I kind of got out of my family's household, I was like the girl who was like, don't get me flowers, they die. You know, like, why should I have things that will die near me? And then it wasn't until I got my own space, really, in my own apartment, and I stopped moving so much. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, I was really focused on my career, and I was moving, I was on the road, I was doing so much that I didn't really curate my own home to be a place of stability, a place of grounding, a place of healing. And so I would say probably the beginning of COVID was the first time I've really been still for an extended period of time where I wasn't on the road every day. And so I had some plants, but they were struggling. They were definitely on the struggle bus. And so I started to pay attention to them. And then I started to get in a routine with them. And I started to understand and learn and watch. I had a cactus that bloomed for the first time, which was incredible to watch. I started to propagate the plants and expand just the entire space that I was having. I even moved apartments so I had more space so that with more sunshine. And so it's been now at this point about a year and a half where I've really built it into a habit and a pattern and something that's important to me.
Wow. So did you go crazy like a lot of people did in the beginning of the pandemic and buy tons of plants? Or did you kind of take it easy, bring in a few? Because I talk to people all the time who literally went from 0 to 100 during the pandemic. Did you take your time?
Well, what happened was that our office was closing. So in March of last year, I closed down the Blavity Inc. office. And I made the office, because that's really where I was all day. The office was where we had all of our plants. And we had beautiful fiddle leaf trees and beautiful, beautiful plants. And as a company and as a community at the office, we took care of the plants together. And then when the pandemic hit and I knew we weren't going to be in the space, I adopted like 12 plants, like a lot, and trees. And so I didn't have the safety net of the team being there to take care of them. And so I did, like others, kind of go from 0 to 100 real quick. I had some plants at home, but like I said, I wasn't really paying attention to them. But then the plants started to mean a little bit more to me because these were the plants that have been at the office since we've had one. And so these plants have grown with me as the company has grown.
Yeah. Wow. So fiddly figs are my absolute favorite plant. I have 9 of them. I teach workshops on them. They are just my absolute fave. I love the fiddly fig.
So I have a fiddle that I had to give away in my move. It's called Big Bertha, and she's huge. She's probably like 12 feet by now, and I couldn't figure out how to get her to my new home, you know, moving from California, so I have to give her away. And I check on her all the time, and I make them send me photos. I'm like, why are her leaves pointing down?
Right.
Why is she browning? Like, you need to get it together.
Yes. That's right. We checking on them babies. I love that. So listen, with the way that the world is going right now, right? And we're all comfortable working from home. We have all of this additional time to care for our plants, right? We are with them every single day so we can make sure that they stay alive. We don't have to overwater them, even though some people do. When everything opens back up, is there any fear that you have with now being away from these plants that you spent so much time with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I moved to a city that my parents live in. My mom will probably listen to this podcast and be like, girl, I am not coming over there to water your plants. And here's the thing. Yes, you are. That is the arrangement because, you know, that is a part of why I picked this city, is just a place where I have a little bit more support and foundation so that I could live a life that is more still, that is a, really build a home and not just a place that I'm sleeping, you know, right, while I'm on the go. It's really a place of, that's my own, you know? So yeah, the plants, and even designing my rooms, like as I'm thinking about what my office is going to look like and my living room, and it really centers around, okay, well, which plants are we going to put here? Which trees are we going to put here now?
Yes, yes. That's exciting. And one, I mean, you may already know this, but one bit of advice that I give a lot of people is try to design your room around the plant versus designing the plant around your room. That way that you're giving that plant exactly what it needs to thrive in that space. Because a lot of times we're only using these plants as sort of decoration and we're putting them in places where they're just not going to thrive. But I'm sure you already know that. And I can see all that window space you got in there. So I can only imagine what your lighting situation is like.
Oh, it's a situation. But I'm also like, I'm like, okay, where am I going to do like a cactus energy? I now have a yard. So I'm thinking about like what the outdoor indoor vibe is, so that as I'm like planting flowers, what flowers can I trim and have in the house? So yeah, I have really been enjoying the creativity of like thinking through my plants and flowers and farming and food and all the things that go into being a new parent.
Yes, it's so exciting. So do you have a favorite plant yet?
I think I need a new fiddle. So I'm having some like separation anxiety. So
yeah.
I'm going to get a new one. And maybe even two. So I'm really looking at trees. I've been really interested in trees. I have really tall ceilings here. So I would love your feedback or ideas on trees. And I'm a little bit nervous because it gets colder here in Nashville than California. So I also am very conscious of the humidity changes for some of the plants that I brought with me and like the cold weather changes. So I'm going to take it slow just to make sure that the plants I have live and then slowly grow from there.
Yes. I would love to give you a plant consultation and kind of help you decide what plants work best in your space. That would be a joy. Because, you know, bringing in trees, there are a lot of trees that can be household or house plants, and they make I think trees are beautiful, especially ficus. There's like the weeping ficus that are just really, really beautiful, and they sort of bring a different life to a space. So I can talk about that for days, but let me ask you this. So one thing that I've experienced with bringing in more plants into my space is sort of the healing effect that plants have, right? We already know that they clean the air and, you know, when you're have a garden and you're ingesting plants and things like that, so they're healthy for you inside, but we don't really think about what plants do to you mentally. And I know for myself, I've had a lot of very personal experiences where I felt in the moments of caring for my plants that I was actually healing and going through some transitions, especially during the pandemic when I'm a mother. And so now my son is home. He's doing virtual school. I'm no longer at work. Although I enjoy the time, my routine was completely knocked off and it really messed up my mental space. And then once I started really caring for plants, I found myself slowly healing. Have you experienced anything like that yet?
Yeah. So the plants for me in my life have been a place of stillness and slowing down. And it's also just a grounding moment every morning where I look at them and I see, what do you need? Mm-hmm. You know, how are you doing? And is there something I need to change so that you can thrive and grow and sprout? And I really actually, I look at them, you know, they're not ornaments. I really look at them and try to have that moment. And it's a bit of a meditation, if you will. And I think that as the world opens back up, and I am for work, you know, being asked to travel around the country and around the world, and that is a part of what I love about my job. I get to meet so many incredible people. But I do want to hold on to this time for myself to take care of me and my home and my space and my creativity and my mental. And I think that the plants will be a reminder of, hey girl, you've been gone for 2 weeks now. We're getting a little brown.
Right.
What's going on? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's real. And you mentioned, so, you know, once you get back on the road and things like that, do you plan on in any way sort of meshing the two worlds, right? Your business life and the businesses that you run, and your love for plants, or do you want to keep that sort of sacred to you? Or do you plan on somehow showing your side of the world what they're missing over here? Although a lot of people may not, they may already know, but sort of bringing those two together.
I think that's a good question. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to speak with you, is because I think that a lot of times people look at entrepreneurs like myself or others, and you look at the headlines, you look at TechCrunch or Forbes or whatever, and you think that all we do all day is business. Right. And we're human beings. We're people, and we're on our own journey as individuals and people and humans in this world, navigating different spaces, growing and learning just like everyone else. And I'm grateful and I feel privileged that I have the responsibility and I've been able to be a successful entrepreneur, but I am also still Morgan, and Morgan likes all things outside of Blavity as well. I am a creative. I am an artist. I am a plant parent. Like, and I think that for me, I'm looking forward to continuing to share more of the 360 of my life and not just the business CEO part of my life, because I think that it's a more accurate representation and an authentic representation of really what it means to be a leader and grow and be a person in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Because one thing as a woman, and a woman of color, and in this space, what I'm learning is, although when I'm on Instagram or on social media, I see so many beautiful Black people with plants, right? But you rarely see them sort of getting higher up there when it comes to agriculture, as far as podcasts, speaking engagements, teaching, decorate, like all of those things. Like, they're doing well, but they're still at the top. There's still that sort of whiteness that, you know, and that takes over that space up there. And so for me as a Black woman, it's important for me to continue to share my voice, to continue to show up in this space, and tell people that, listen, we've been cultivating this land. You know what I mean? Like, our history with plants runs.
That's how we got here.
Listen, okay? Okay. So our history runs deeper than the trauma that we've experienced from farming and different things like that. And so it's really, I love that you're taking this next step and that you came onto this podcast to do it and things like that. Like, that really makes me so, so happy. So just thank you again for choosing this space to, you know, to step into. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I think you make a good point, though. And, you know, I think 2190, our women's brand that focuses on Black women, we tend to cover more lifestyle, how people are living, how people are operating, how people are growing, and less of the kind of traditional Black woman media of like just celebrity and just entertainment. Like, we really, if we are going to do a celebrity, it's about what she's building, what her team looks like, how she's living, and not just, you know, the headline of the movie that she's in. And so, or what she's wearing, you know? So I think 2190 and Summit 21, which is our conference, is definitely is a place for conversation about growth and the full 360 of the woman. When I started the brand, We called it 2190 because it takes 21 days to form a habit and about 90 days to change your lifestyle. So we wanted to create a space for Black women to have these kind of conversations. And maybe I'm going to definitely after this, I'm like, wait, have we done a feature on this podcast to show in you and really making sure that there's other places of discovery of self-evolvement and growth and a publication and a media brand that can speak to that.
Yes, that's real. I know for myself, there are things that I was sort of afraid to do before I got into the plant world. I had plants in the house and things like that. But once I turned it into a brand, the doors have just been opening and opening. But I still find myself sort of a little afraid because this is a new space for a lot of us. And so I find myself like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing? So to be able to not even just speak with women like you, but to see other women really showing up in for themselves and, you know, stepping outside of that zone of fear and really, you know, just leaping into their essence and who they're supposed to be is just incredible. Like, I'm in this space of my life right now where I'm finally like, all right, Jade, go for it. Like, there's no, you know, age shouldn't stop anything. Yes, you're a parent. That shouldn't stop anything. You know, people have been coming to you left and right about plant stuff. You better take that leap and just go. So it's inspiring.
Business.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at the companies like The Sill. I spend a lot of my time as an entrepreneur also investing in other businesses. And I see tons of non-Black plant-based businesses that are doing incredibly well, getting venture funding, getting valuations at over $100 million. And there's no reason, you know, plants are not a Black or white thing. You know, so there's no reason why Black entrepreneurs can't also be participating in this kind of direct-to-consumer boom of at-home plant care, plant life, farming, food, and just us all as a group of people and as millennials getting more grounded in the earth.
Yeah.
I think that you should be the winner. Like, let's go. Like, build your business, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of funding, like, before I mentioned or it announced on my page that I was starting this GoFundMe, before I decided to do the GoFundMe, I was like, I'm going to figure out how to earn this money by myself. Like, I'm this person where I got to do it on my own, right? I'm afraid to ask people for help, but I'm like, no, you're a part of a dynamic community. Like, why wouldn't someone want to invest in your business and not just invest? What if they just want to support you and to give? But the only way for that to happen is if you speak up. But I noticed that a lot of Black women won't start certain things because of funding, because they don't have, you know, money from their family that was passed down or anything like that. So I commend you for taking the time to invest in other businesses because we need it. Even the smaller ones that are out there that are just local to their cities, like, they need that support. Even if it's, you can only invest $10 or if you can only donate, you know, $5, giving them something sort of, not only is it helping them, but it's helping them mentally in a way that it's like, people do want to support you. So I appreciate that, what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that as Black people, we give a lot away for free, you know, like, your podcast is free. And anyone who's listening right now, if you're enjoying this conversation, you should support the brand, support the growth. If you want to see more, we have to support each other. And that's why I was like, I'm going here. You know, let's not pitch the White Girl Podcast. We're going to go over here because we have to stop looking for white validation. We need to support ourselves and support our own more. And that means financially as well. And even if people don't have the finances, I know budgets are tight, although you might have just got this to me, so maybe not as tight as it used to be, but there's other ways to support. Share the page, give a review, like, actually putting in some effort and intentionality as a community for us to do better by one another, I think would have a better outcome for all of us.
You said it right there. Support is beyond a financial contribution, but it helps. So let's go back a little bit to being plant parents. So what are you looking forward to growing food-wise once you start your garden?
So I love herbs. So I couldn't bring my herbs with me. So I had to let them go in my move. That was one of the things I could not figure out how to get for them to last through the shipping process. But cilantro I use all the time, rosemary, basil, mint. I use mint in everything, like mint in my water, mint in my tea, mint everywhere. I also, from a food point of view, really have been enjoying like making, growing lettuce. I grew some broccoli and I had no idea, one, what broccoli looked like. two, it takes forever.
Yeah.
Forever and so much fertilizer to grow a head of broccoli. So girl, I ate that broccoli like it was gold. I was like, oh my God, this took months. So I've just learned a lot about the food process, you know, where you don't know I have so much more of an appreciation of what I'm eating, that someone somewhere fertilized this ground, you know, had machines plant the seeds or people plant the seeds and harvest it, get it to me. And so if anyone hasn't ever tried growing food, I would start with herbs because they're super easy. Mm-hmm. And then kind of going into maybe lettuce. I want to try carrots. Yeah. I haven't done carrots yet and I haven't done onions, but yeah, I'm really excited about the spring and summer.
Yes, me too. I am getting into growing my own food as well. I volunteer at local farms around here in Atlanta. And I just love being out there farming, tending to the farm is just amazing. But recently, so I threw some cantaloupe seeds into a napkin. I didn't know what to expect, right? I forgot about them. And then I went back to where the napkin was inside of the baggie and they have already germinated. I mean, oh my goodness. And so I've put them into some soil. Wow. So I'm so excited to see where that goes. Yes.
And see, that's the fun of it, right? Like that's the fun is like, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, okay, you know, we eat these sunflowers or you'll, sometimes I even like try to propagate stuff I buy from the grocery store. Like, okay, if I put this in water, like, can I grow celery and like get another stalk out of it? And it's just like a fun experiment, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's actually really fun. Like avocados, I have a couple of avocado seeds sitting in jars and they've started to root. Yep. I have some lemon balm growing. Wow. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I want to do a few little raised garden beds in my backyard, but just the entire process of growing, even if it's just houseplants, is such an incredible experience. You learn a lot about yourself. And like you said earlier, you sort of learn to slow down, right? You learn to really be in that moment because you can't rush plant care. You can't rush the plant to grow. So you have to take your time. It's just so incredible. And it can be a little frightening, especially because you're putting money into this, especially when it comes to houseplants, because they can be very pricey. So what have you...
when one dies, I'm like, oh no, did it die? Damn, that was really expensive. Like I really have trouble letting a plant go when it dies.
So that was my next question, like how you feel when plants die. Like how have you been able to handle that?
It's the worst. I have one plant that I still have in the pot, like it's gonna come back. Like I'm like, no, like you're gonna come back. And you know, I get into panic mode. I try to like overwater it. And then I've gotten to the point one time where I was trying to bring it back and I overwatered and then it started to rot. And I was like, dang it. Like that wasn't the right move. And then I'm like, okay, let's cut it and see if the bulbs will just randomly sprout. Like I become so desperate. And I don't think I've mastered the letting go process.
It takes some time. I was able to sort of teach myself about letting go last year. I did a pretty big sort of plant purge and I had just so many plants. And I was like, you know what? Not all of these plants are serving me. So let me give them to someone else. I mean, I love all my plants to where I know that when they go to someone else's home, they're going to feel that energy. But it took a lot out of me to package up these plants and to mail them off. And once I did, I was like, you know what? Letting go is not that hard. Like, if I could get rid of 15 to 20 plants, I'm good.
I'm not there yet.
Oh, it's all right. It takes time. But so this has really been incredible. But I want you to sort of leave us with a couple of things, right? So you're going to, of course, tell us all about what you have going on, where people can follow you. But I would like for you to give maybe one piece of advice to a novice plant parent, someone who is just jumping into this, because I know that you're fairly new into this as well. But what would you tell someone who wants to start caring for plants? What's one bit of advice that you would give them?
So my one piece of advice for a new plant parent is to pick a plant that is resilient and pick a space and a moment in time, like a plant that will remind you of a space and a moment in time of your life, and really honor that plant and that intentionality of becoming a plant parent, because it can have more dividends and rewards and more value in your life when there is a purpose and intention behind it.
Yes, that was incredible. Good advice. I love that. So really quickly, let my followers know where they can follow you, where they can learn more about what you're doing, what you have going on, how they can support you, all of that great stuff.
Yeah. So you can follow me at Morgan Dubon if you want to see the behind the scenes of my life and growing Blavity Inc. You can follow 2190 if you're interested in our Black women's content, lifestyle content, and our conferences and events. Or you can listen to my new podcast, Work Smart Podcast, which I launched a few months ago. And I give advice on how to scale and grow businesses, and a little bit more behind the scenes on like how I've done it and my tips and all my failures and all my learnings and things. And so I look forward to getting to know everybody.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Morgan, for just coming on to my podcast and sharing this space with me. This conversation has been amazing. I definitely appreciate you. To everyone that's listening, I will make sure to include all of Morgan's links to everything that she has in the show notes. And do not forget, if you support me, please take a moment, check out what I have going on, how you can donate to what I am working on right now. Like I said, any amount is appreciated. I promise you it is. I will be so thankful. But until next time, like I always say, love, peace, and propagate.